So adults can now buy recreational cannabis legally in California, yet there is no state standard for how much marijuana you can have in your system when you're driving. The law simply says you can't drive while impaired. So is it possible to test if someone is too high to drive? KALW's Eli Warshafter went to downtown Oakland to find out.
And if we walk down this way a little bit towards Telegraph, we'll hit one of the dispensaries. Then there's multiple other ones within a couple of blocks of here.
This is Mike Lynn, an ER doctor turned entrepreneur. His company, Hound Labs, is surrounded by businesses selling cannabis. But Lynn is on the enforcement side.
Come on in, I'll show you.
Hound Labs makes this.
This is our Hound Labs marijuana breathalyzer.
It looks a bit like a black plastic tape dispenser with a tube sticking out. It measures the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana, THC, in parts per trillion.
And you blow through that tube, it'll make a noise telling you that you're blowing properly.
Unlike an alcohol test, blood and urine tests for THC are not a reliable way to measure intoxication. The chemical stays in your blood long after it might affect your driving. But Lynn says that THC disappears from breath after just a few hours.
Why that is, nobody really knows. We just know that when you have THC in your breath, you've used pot very, very recently, and you're much more likely to be impaired.
To give someone a marijuana DUI, California police today rely on things they observe. They could notice a car smells like weed. Then they could give a roadside sobriety test and look for signs like poor balance and dilated pupils. The California Highway Patrol says those tests are an effective way to catch impaired drivers.
But it's often challenging without objective data to arrest the person and then prosecute them down the line.
Lynn hopes to sell his breathalyzer to police departments this year, including to some in California. Even if the state doesn't have a legal limit, Lynn says law enforcement could use the test as evidence in a DUI conviction.
We're contacted by departments all over the country and, frankly, multiple countries outside the U.S. as well.
Hound Labs has raised $14 million from investors. Other companies are marketing different THC tests for saliva and even sweat on your fingertips. But some cannabis advocates say any chemical test is the wrong way to go. Dale Geringer is the head of California Normal.
You might have it on your breath, but does that mean that you're actually impaired?
Geringer says for marijuana, or really any drug, we need a way to measure if you're safe to drive, not just if there's a chemical in your system.
I actually have an app to do it in my pocket here.
He says apps like the one on his phone, called My Canary, could give a more objective test of your mental and physical state.
My Canary. Okay, so here it is, all right?
It asks him to remember a series of numbers and then do a balancing test.
Cross my arms in front of my body like King Tut, then raise my dominant foot.
Geringer is on a statewide highway patrol task force that will suggest policies for drug DUIs. Prop 64, which legalized adult use marijuana, put aside $3 million to set standards for cannabis and driving. For the California Report, I'm Eli Werchafter.